following podcast, Faith Under the Palm Tree, is an interactive Bible study with Faith Carr. For an outline of today's Bible study, please visit www.faithunderthepalmtree.com.
Hello, good day to you, and welcome to Faith Under the Palm Tree. I'm Faith Carr. Let's pray. Almighty God, King of the universe, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that the unfolding of your word gives light. Enlighten us in your word today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of today's study is How the Passover Points to Christ. And we're going to be talking specifically today about the cleansing of the temple. Did you know that the first thing that Jesus did the day after Palm Sunday was to cleanse the temple? It says in John chapter 3, verse 14, Yeshua went up to Jerusalem, and in the temple he saw and found merchants selling oxen, sheep, and doves, and all the money changers sitting there. So just picture it. It just looked like a big farmer's market for animals ready for sacrifice for Passover. There were oxen, there were sheep, there were doves, and there were money changers sitting there. Buying, selling was going on in the temple. Verse 15, then he made a whip of cords. Jesus made a whip of cords. This is what you call righteous anger. He drove them out of the temple, both the sheep and the oxen. He dumped out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those selling doves, he said, get these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace. He said to them again in Matthew 21:13, the Lord said to them again, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it into a den of thieves. Jesus cleansed the temple. Jesus cleaned house, so to speak. The first thing he did after his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, after Hosanna and Palm Sunday, he cleansed the temple. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 15, the Lord gave specific instructions on how to begin Passover, and it began with cleaning the house. It says, 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day of Passover, you shall remove all leaven from your houses. And to this very day, that is what happens on the first day of Passover. People who observe Passover clean their houses from top to bottom. They clean every crack, every crevice, under every piece of furniture, and down into every corner. No place is left uncleaned. Every place is cleaned. It is ceremonially representative of getting all the leaven out of your house. What is leaven? How does this connect to Jesus cleansing the temple? Well, let's see. Let's look. What is the leaven? From this point on, we're going to talk about three things. One, what is the leaven? Two, what is the temple? Three, and what does this have to do with me? What is the leaven? Let's just start there. Luke chapter 12, verse 1. Meanwhile, when thousands of people had gathered, so many that they were trampling over each other, Jesus began speaking first to his disciples. That means this is something he said to his inner circle first thing. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And he goes on to tell them what he means by leaven. He says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. The word hypocrisy is defined as the practice of claiming to have moral standards or beliefs to which one's own behavior and actions does not conform. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, Jesus said. They set themselves up as models of what is right and godly, yet in the eyes of God, their example is destructive. Their conduct has a corrupting effect on those who follow their example. It's like a leavening effect. The scripture says, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. The leaven of the Pharisees is hypocrisy. Get all the hypocrisy out of your house. When Jesus came to the temple, selling and buying and exchanging animals for money, all this kind of merchandising going on in the temple, that is hypocrisy. He said, my house shall be called a house of prayer, not a marketplace. That was hypocrisy. To appear to be godly, and yet the conduct does not match. The Lord said, beware of that. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. At the beginning of Passover, the Lord had the children of Israel get all the leaven out of their house. The first thing we need to do, we're going to walk with God, is to get rid of all hypocrisy, all appearance of anything that is not like him. Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 27, woe to you, Torah scholars and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs. And I want to say right here that we only hear about the Lord being angry two times. Once when he cleansed the temple, and whenever he spoke with the Pharisees about their hypocrisy. What made him angry? What caused this righteous anger? Hypocrisy. Clean house, Jesus is saying. He said, woe to you, Torah scholars and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean. And in the same way you appear righteous to men on the outside, but are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. He said to them later, you don't go in yourselves, and your ways and your hypocrisy causes others not to be able to enter into the kingdom of God. So there's the answer to the first question. What is leaven? Leaven is hypocrisy. God told the children of Israel to clean their houses of all leaven on the first day of Passover. And Jesus, when he came, first thing after his triumphal entry, cleansed the temple. So here we're starting to see the connection between Passover and what we call Holy Week, the week where Christ came into Jerusalem leading up to the day of the crucifixion. First thing he did was cleanse the temple. So that takes us to our next question. What is the temple? Well, let's look at what Jesus said. Let's look at John again, chapter 2, verse 18. The Judean leaders responded after Jesus had cleansed the temple and turned over all the tables and the money changers. The Judean leaders responded to him by saying, what sign do you show us since you're doing these things? In other words, what kind of authority do you have to do these things? And the Lord said, verse 19, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. We know that when the Lord said, destroy this temple, he's speaking of his body. Yet they didn't understand. But we know that he was speaking of his body and how he would rise again. So from this we see that the temple not only represents a place where God is worshiped and a house of prayer, but the word temple also refers to the body, our body as believers. The Bible says, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Cleanse the temple. Clean house. That's the answer to question number two. What is the temple? The temple is our body. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So the first question, what is leaven? Hypocrisy. Second question, what's the temple? Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, we've talked about what happened in the Old Testament, Passover, clean the house, get all the leaven out, get all the hypocrisy out. We've talked about what happened when Jesus came. He cleansed the temple. He got all the hypocrisy out. He turned over the tables. He was angry and corrected the Pharisees about their hypocrisy. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. So now, what about us? What does that have to do with me? That's the third and final question. So let's turn to Psalms 51, verse 1, where King David gives us a perfect example of this, in that after he was confronted by Nathan the prophet about taking Bathsheba, committing adultery, conceiving a child with her, and murdering her husband, Uriah, a righteous man, he fell on his knees before God and said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." This is in Psalm 51, verse 1. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." He's saying, "Come in, Lord, cleanse my temple." Hallelujah. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." This week, as we remember the events leading up to the crucifixion, this Holy Week, as we call it, let's reflect on how Christ cleansed the temple and how, because of his love and by his blood, we too can be made clean. And by his Holy Spirit, a right spirit is renewed within us. Let's pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for this precious time in your word. Be glorified in our lives today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, take some time to dig deeper into God's word. God bless you. And remember, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree.
You've been listening to Faith Under the Palm Tree with Faith Carr. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time.
You say you got mountains.